All right. I'm Chuck Rice. I'm not a pathologist, classifier. I'm a soil microbiologist, so I'm a soil bacteria out of the pet profile. John couldn't make it because of USDA restrictions on travel. So I'm going to introduce the topic of global soil partnership, and then I'm trying to steer the second half of the presentation related to the topic at hand. So if you went to the lunch and learn session, this is a little bit of repeat, but some more detail on some of the other aspects. So the Global Soil Partnership. What it is, it's formed 2 years ago, 2011 officially, or 2012 officially, and it's a voluntary partnership that encompasses a large group of stakeholders focused more on sustainable soil management. It was started a couple years earlier, realizing the importance of soils that that we all appreciate, but meeting certain needs. And it's a strange combination because it's a mix of research and academics. So Soil Science Society of America is partner as one of the official partners. There's NGOs. I don't know if this is going to work. Landowners and farm organizations are part of the partnership, international partnership. And what makes it unusual, at least in many of the arenas I work in, involves government institutions. And so at the partner, the plenary, I represent Soil Science Society of America, but then there would be a government, the ambassador, U.S. ambassador, FAO, as part of that. So it's a confluence of these strange mixes, and they all have different agendas, so it makes it kind of interesting meetings in that. And the part of the reason for the Soil Partnership is that there's all these international bodies looking at climate change, the IPCC, I serve on that. But there's the desertification, the UN, I've forgotten how the acronym, but it's anyway focused on UN Coalition for Combat Desertification, biodiversity. Diana Wall talked a little bit about that this morning at the plenary. And then food security. So all these soils has an important contribution to these efforts. But yet, these are all intergovernmental panels or groups, and so the effort was that we need to raise up soil to meet the international agenda, and therefore it has to be sponsored by governments, at least partly sponsored by governments. The structure is set up here, the Global Soil Partnership. It was agreed that at least this first round, that the Secretariat would be housed at FAO in Rome. It's made up of partners. Everybody has a voice and vote in that. And then what's unique to this is then there was the Intergovernmental Technical Panel on Soils, equivalent to the IPCC. It's a technical experts of 25, 27 individuals identified around the world by region to serve as technical advisors. They approve and provide guidance to the Secretariat and that. What's key here is the Global Soil Partnership. It's been divided up into five pillars. Promote sustainable management of soil resources, encourage investment, technical cooperation, policy, and education awareness. That came up at lunch today. There's a strong extension education component for this, but directed more for sustainable management, but also recruitment of students into the soil science field, particularly internationally. Pillar three is targeted, in fact, I'm working on the draft right now, or contributing, on research and development, but again, identify those gaps and priorities related to management aspects. So there's the Soil Science Side of America that identifies a lot of research priorities, but this is more narrow in scope, focused on soil management. Pillar four is one I think relates to the audience here for the most part, is to look at quantity and quality of soil data and information, and I'll expand on that. And then pillar five is looking at harmonization of methods, measurements, and indicators, and that's a group that's still kind of struggling to find their niche and profile. Okay, so what is pillar four? Again, going back, this is to look at the quantity and quality of soil information at a global level. So why do we need to have a soil information system? And that's been part of the discussion. Particularly at the global scale, there's some really critical questions, and Philip mentioned some of the things. How do we translate soil information to really different audiences and the users? Some potential questions like how much arable land will be available in the coming decades with soil degradation and changing climates. With the increase in population, what about the capacity of soils to provide enough food and fiber? How are soils changing that affects ecosystem services? And then, you know, again, on a global context, where over half of the world's population is in urban environments, how do we educate, inform, provide information to people in urban areas to protect local resource depletion and understand the mix of soil and water, and then how do you make land use decisions, again, not just for the public, but also for policymakers. And then really a fundamental question is what information data do we need to understand Earth's ecosystem processes, the stores of fluxes of water, carbon, and nutrients. These are grand challenges that's facing society right now. We don't have a collection of information that we can tell policymakers, and that's why it's important to work with these other intergovernmental information. So right now, the FAO UNESCO World Soil Map is dated back to 1980. A lot of people say it's out of date, incomplete, doesn't meet the needs that societies are requiring to make some important key decisions. And then, again, at lunchtime, there's no monitoring framework established to look at how our soils and land resources are changing. Are they improving, degrading, stabilizing? We kind of guess a little bit. U.S. has probably got a little bit of better database than some places, but maybe not. So the idea with the Pillar 4 and the Global Soil Partnership is how can we collect and work at the regional level, global and regional level, to provide accurate and updated soil information to different soil users, and it's a variety of users. And considering the challenges of food security, climate change, ecosystem services, we need to be responsive and provide the right kind of information for the end user. So the Pillar 4 was approved at the GSP plenary last July, and so now the framework has started, and now it's the work that has to get started, the real nitty-gritty stuff. But the idea is to create grids, global grids of soil functional properties, not just the description of soils, but what's key for farmers, for ecosystem services, people making land use decisions. Tied in that would be, Philip, I think the digitized soil map and some of the information that relates to the functional properties at that level, and then provide a common database that Philip was talking about in the previous talk. And then again, the whole idea is what's happening to our soil. So I'll talk a little bit more about that, but they're going to design, the proposal is design a global soil monitoring system called SoilStat. But it's a flexible design because there's countries that have more capacity and information available than others. This is fill in with the FALSTAT family of databases. So the idea is then to take this information. There's an effort, there'll be a production of the Status of World Soils Resources Report. Some of you may be helping out on that. It was really short timeline, not something I would have encouraged in the short time frame, but they wanted to have at least the first output tied in with the International Year of Soils, which is next year. So by December of 2015, this report will come out. But if you put it in the context of the IPCC, it's been around for, 30 years or so. So this will be an evolving process, and so I'm sure the first one won't be perfect, but it'll set the stage and the framework for future information. This is the World Report, a status. Again, it's the compilation of the efforts. I understood that the North American chapter between the Canada and U.S. was submitted Saturday, at least the first draft. And so there'll be iterations. The technical soils panel will be reviewing those and providing feedback before it's approved at the plenary next June for that. And then it'll take a while for it to get publication. So be aware of that. Watch out for that, and but also realize that it's the first one of many that will follow after every 5 years or so. Let's see. Okay. One other thing, just a little aside. With the last World Soil Charter was completed in 1981. Had a lot of old terminology, language. They talked about husbandry and ecosystem services didn't exist then, and so we spent a lot of time at the plenary wordsmithing. The new charter was written, a revised version was written by the technical panel, but government officials wanted to wordsmith it to make sure it didn't force their country into some compromising position. It's kind of an interesting process. So so that is out. It was approved this week or last week by the consul at FAO, and then it'll go to the UN for approval. So this is really high-level stuff, hoops, and that you have to go through. And then just finally, just to remind you that next year, actually December 5th of this year, will be the kickoff of the International Year of Soils 2015. This is the logo here, Healthy Soils for a Healthy Life. I would encourage you to follow the FAO website for the Global Soil Partnership. But Soil Science Society of America, your society, is doing a heck of a job in providing a lot of information, promotion, and material, not only for the U.S., but actually globally. And that was one of the emphases for the iHeart Soil sticker, was created or published in 10 languages. So, and there's a lot more material. There's going to be monthly videos and a theme each month, and I'm sure some of you are helping out on that. And that will be shared as well with the FAO or the Global Soil Partnership. And maybe we've been working with the British Society of Soil Science and the Australians as well, because we have more resource and capacity for that. So I guess I'm not supposed to touch the end button. So so again, I'd like to thank you. And again, my name is Chuck Rice. Yes.
Just curious, how the global soil monitoring idea seems really great. Is there any funding for it other than just an idea or concept?
Well, that's part of the issue. Now that the platform, the pillar framework has been established, the idea is to provide seek funding for that. There is a foundation set up. The EU has kicked in, I think it was 5 million euros initially, and I Ronald just said they promised another 5 million. It's either 3 or 5 million. And then the Russian government has also contributed to the foundation. I'm sure they're probably interested in the soil information. So now the platform is set up. There's funding coming in. Some of it will be in kind, like the U.S. will provide, you know, the NRCS will provide information for the information network in that. You know, U.S. was a little bit concerned. They didn't want to be being compromised that they would have to pay extra money. A little interesting discussion there. But so that's why it's a flexible network, and it's not saying everybody has to follow all these suites of information. So it'll be evolving, but there is some funding contributing for the monitoring network and the data information sharing. So hopefully the relevance and importance will grow.
It seems like a great partnership with Google that's waiting to be discovered.
Yes, good idea. Great idea.
So. Do you have any feeling for how aware our politicians are for what's going on?
Yeah, this is election day, right? The Triple SA has, I don't know if you're aware of it, we have a soil caucus on the House side. Includes 30 members, and we try to keep them informed of these issues. We're planning on some events there to inform, and using the International Year of Soils to help provide this information. So that, yeah, that's a good point, and we need to take advantage of that. The other thing is also when working with other agencies. Of course, NRCS has been a key player and partner, an important one in the education effort, but we need to inform some of the other agencies. The U.S. National Soils Committee, I know I'm running out of time, is planning a soil security briefing in September. It'll be at the National Academy, but there'll be some of us invited, but it'll be mostly for agency and staffers and key decision makers.
All right, great. Thank you very much, Chuck.
Okay, thank you.